Hey friends, I'm Ashley Parker, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. Join me as I sip on my iced coffee and hold my crystals as we chat all things to empower you to get up and show up every single day. Things like your morning routine and how you talk to yourself. You know, all the things that make you your best self. I'll be bringing you a drop of good vibes, a dash of confidence, and a sprinkle of inspiration. Get ready to envision and step into a better you. It's time to level up. This moment counts. What is up, everyone? It is me. It's Ash, the host of this podcast. Welcome back. My goodness. I'm feeling fired up today because I had one of those days that was good and productive. Got my workout in. I had a good day at work, just getting stuff done. It was just one of those days. I got a lot going on in my world right now, but you know when you just cross things off the to-do list and you're just tackling one thing after the next, that feeling of accomplishment, you're like, damn, like I'm a badass. Look at me go. I'm crushing it. I'm tackling all the hard things. That is one of my favorite mantras ever, is I can do hard things. I say it probably 4 times a day. And if it's not one of your mantras, I think you should adopt it from me because I can do hard things. Just say it right now, wherever you are. You are going to feel this powerful energy when you say it, when you speak it out loud, when you manifest it for yourself. You can do hard things, and I can do hard things. I want to dive into today's episode because I think it's something that we can all relate to, we can all understand, and that is how to make a blah day better. You know those days, not the kind of days that I just explained, the kind of days that you just feel low energy, low vibe, you're bored kinda, you feel a little bit more negative, don't stand up straight with your shoulders back, you kind of slump and hunch over, you feel blah. You know that feeling? I'm sure that you know that feeling. I know that feeling because there are certainly days where I feel that way. And let me just start by saying it's okay. If you had one of those days today, it's okay if you're feeling that way more often in this season of your life. We are not robots. We have feelings, and it's okay to feel all of the feelings. Feelings are information for your mind, right? The way that you feel right now is literally giving you information. If you feel happy, what did you do today that maybe raised your happiness meter? If you feel blah today, ooh, did you do something a little bit different to kind of catapult you into this blah and stagnant feeling? If you're feeling negative and down and sad, what went on today that led to these feelings that you're feeling? If you're feeling good, you can replicate the things that you did today. If you're feeling sad, mad, bad, what is something you can do right now to turn it around? Number one. And number two, what happened today that led to creating some of these feelings? What did you not do today that you typically do on a day-to-day basis when you feel good? Right? All of this is information for yourself to make tomorrow better, to make the next moment better. Because if you continue to do the same things over and over and over again, you're going to feel the same every day that you wake up. So today we're diving into 5 ways to make a blah day better. 5 simple, easy things that you can do literally right now if you had the most blah day, the most boring, stagnant blah day ever. Number one, do something kind for somebody else. I mean, there is nothing that kindness cannot fix. If you're going to pick up a coffee, pay for the person behind you. If you're at work and someone needs a favor, do it. Karma's coming for you next. If someone needs a few extra bucks to go get lunch, give it to them. Do something kind for somebody else. Maybe it's just smiling at someone. Intentionally smiling at somebody, whether it's a friend, a family member, maybe a stranger, that's kindness. You are putting kind energy out into the world. And that is a ripple effect for you. What you put out into the world, you absolutely get back. So if you're feeling blah right now, go do something for somebody else. Go be kind. Go give a genuine compliment. Smile. Pay for somebody's meal. Do a favor for somebody at work. Go the extra mile for your coworker or your boss. Do something that will make somebody else feel better. And I guarantee you, you will begin to feel that in your heart. 1000% you will. Number two, go on a local mini adventure. Maybe you can't do it right now because you're at work or you're on your lunch break and you can't do it, right? That's too much, too adventurous for the moment. Then I want you to plan it. I want you on Saturday to plan out a mini local adventure. Maybe you're trying a new restaurant or a new coffee shop, or you're walking over the bridge that you've never walked before down the street. I don't know. You're going to the beach because that in itself can be an adventure sometimes. Go on a local mini adventure. Maybe you have a dog and you can go outside and you can walk your dog down a new street, right? Whatever a new local mini adventure feels like for you, I want you to do it. Shaking things up in your life, shaking up the things that you're doing today, will in turn shake up your energy. It will help to shake off your bad day by doing something a little bit different. What kind of local mini adventure can you get into? Call a friend, go do it with them. If you don't feel like being around people, go by yourself. Make it happen. Shake things up. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. If you feel like crap, do something about it. That is going to be the theme of today's episode. Do something. Show up differently. Shake it up. You will shake off a blah, bad day if you go on a local mini adventure. I mean, it just sounds fabulous. Make it happen. Number three, give yourself a treat. Yes, you are deserving of it. Yes, you are worthy of it. Give yourself a treat. Even if you didn't work out today, even if you didn't get all the things on your to-do list crossed off, even if you had a fight with your spouse or your partner or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your friend or your mom, give yourself a dang treat. Your version of a treat can be completely different than my version of a treat. My version of a treat is a pick-me-up. Sometimes it's coffee. Sometimes it's a face mask. Sometimes it's a smoothie or an acai bowl from the place across the street, right? Sometimes it's a little Hershey Kiss. Like, there's so many different avenues of a pick-me-up, of a treat, to help you just get out of your blah mood, your blah day. I'm just going to tell you straight. My three go-tos for a pick-me-up, if I'm feeling blah, whether it's right in the morning or it's in the afternoon and I really need to pick me up because I'm starting to feel blah and stagnant and stuck and like all of those negative feelings, let me tell you, Magic Mind, my mental performance shot, I'm telling you right now, it absolutely has changed the game for me. Not only am I feeling like less blah days, but I actually look forward to it. It tastes good. It gets me focused. You know those feelings when you're blah and so you don't want to get anything done? Magic Mind has your back because it has mine. And I've been taking it every morning. And if I forget in the morning, I do it in the afternoon. And I've been doing it consistently for about a week. And I'm telling you right now, it is so good. I look forward to it. It is so a part of my routine daily that I look forward to it. And this is going to sound crazy when I say it, but it rivals the excitement that I feel for coffee. And yes, you can do both, which is why I love it even more. Because not only do I get excited for my Magic Mind mental performance shot, but I get excited for my coffee. And that is amazing because I will never get rid of my coffee for anything. And I don't have to with Magic Minds, which helps me with stress, to feel focused, to feel good, ready for the day. Oh, it's just, it is my number one treat, pick me up right now, especially on those blah, stagnant, stale days. And yes, I do have a treat for you right now. Click the link in the show notes, magicmind.com/splash20, or use the code splash20 at checkout and get yourself a little discount. I'm telling you right now, it is something that you want to add to your daily routine as your treat, as your pick me up. It's so dang good. So yes, Magic Mind, coffee, and my other little treat, I will say, is a face mask from Lush. I don't know if you have them all around you and you're like a face mask kind of person, but they have masks that you can put in the fridge. And oh my gosh, I've almost been going like a lot of Sundays because they expire because they're so fresh. They expire after a week. And I'm telling you right now, not only does it make your skin feel good, but it just does something different to my spirit. It really does give me a pick-me-up. And these are three of my favorite pick-me-ups right now. And pick-me-ups can change. They can change based off of who you are, where you're at, your season of life. Except for Magic Mind. That one will stay with me forever, except for that one. Number four, set one small achievable goal. Productivity and the feeling of being productive and being successful and accomplished will kick out the feeling of blah in your head and your heart. Yes, you can set one small achievable goal for the month, right? Or for the next 3 months. Or you can set one for the end of the day, for the end of the week. Depending on just how blah you feel, make it make sense for you and your life. If you need to set a goal to book the workout class for tomorrow morning, do it. If you need to set a goal of reading a book for 10 minutes tonight, do it. If you need to set the goal of finishing the book by the end of the week, do it. Make this small, achievable goal make sense for your life. The purpose of this goal is to help to catapult you into positivity and joy and happy and all the good things. It's to kickstart that engine of the momentum moving forward, right? To leave behind that feeling of blah and stuck and bored. So create a goal, a small, achievable goal to kickstart the feeling of motivation and discipline and positivity. It can be anything. It can literally be anything. Number five, the fifth and final way to make your blah day better. Listen to something funny or uplifting. Have a playlist on deck. Write your blah mood playlist, like blah mood no more goodbye playlist, and put your favorite songs on there. Or listen to a podcast, or pull up a funny YouTube channel comedian. I don't know. Watch your most favorite funny movie. When you intentionally place positivity, funny, comedy in your world, blah stands like zero chance at staying in your energy, staying in your body. It's just impossible. When you laugh, you're going to shake any negative emotion that you're feeling. When you listen to something uplifting, when you listen to something encouraging, I guarantee you it will begin to light a little fire under your booty to make good stuff happen and to show up for your life. It's inevitable. So what's the theme of this podcast? I already told you, it's to go do something different. Right, to shake things up in your life. If you're feeling blah, negative, stuck, sad, whatever it is, insert emotion. You have to be intentional with what you choose to do today and every day. I say this a lot, but this is crucial to how you feel and how you show up for your life. Stop going through the motions. That is why you feel so crappy in your life, in your world. When you intentionally choose to do something different, when you intentionally choose how you want to feel today, your world will absolutely shift. So start placing happy moments. Start placing peaceful moments. Start creating these kinds of moments in your daily life and you will feel different. I guarantee it. Money back guarantee, okay? You will feel different. There you have it, you guys. Five ways to make a blah day better. Stop being blah. Go do one of these things. Make your world better because you can. Because you are in control. You are in the driver's seat. Kick out the shit and welcome in all the good things because it's exactly what you deserve today and every day. My goodness. As always, thank you for tuning into today's episode. Send this to somebody who's been feeling blah. They need to hear it too. Tag me when you're listening to this on social media. And do not forget to check out the show notes. You can go to my website. You can go to Magic Mind, get yourself 20% off. All the good stuff. We love a new routine. You guys know the drill. I know you do. I will talk to you next week on Tuesday for yet another episode. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope it brought you tons of value. If you loved what you heard or know someone who would, please share it with them. If you want to learn more about what I'm up to, you can find me on social at @a_splashofash and my website, splashofash.com. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Change your everyday, change your life.